didn't notice you then. Then again, you didn't notice me. But when remain passes by, until the next time we speak, hope that I can make you mine before another man steals your heart. And once your beauty is mine, I swear we will never be apart. Walks by me every day. Ooh. Her and love are the same.
Ooh, you hit that note, baby.
Yeah.
You hit that note, baby. Oh.
Yes, sir.
All right, I think the mic sound good. Hi, listeners. How you doing today? It's your girl, Maria Cribbs, along with my husband, Joshua Cribbs. And you are walking into the next podcast, our podcast,
yes.
This podcast. Welcome.
You said your name first, but it's all good. Josh and Maria, Maria and Josh.
Yeah, we're all the same. We're all the same here. We're family.
I mean, you like to say that. Okay.
Yeah, we're family, so it's good.
Yeah, that mic is picking up that little, what's that you got in your hand anyway?
This is my fidget. You can hear
Oh, my goodness.
It's my fidget spinner.
You too.
Yeah, me too.
Lord, you need it anyway.
I do. I have diagnosed myself with having ADHD, adult
hyper
something something.
Come on.
And so I think I need, you know,
that's really a thing now.
Fidget spinners.
Well, I guess if it's gonna help you,
I'm trying to see if it's gonna help me. But
hold up, man, we talking. So this should keep your attention.
Josh, you didn't know what this was. You're not hip. You're not as cool as you think you are. Okay,
well,
I know about
this.
The fidget spinner.
So listen, I want to get right into it because this is kind of something that kind of was, I was thinking about it, was on my mind a little bit.
Okay.
So I think everyone should take time and do the friend test. And
the friend test is
put something on your face. Something not big because everybody going to say something, but something small that's a nitpick. You know, kind of
like
in your
booger.
Way.
Like a booger?
Like a booger on your face, lipstick on your teeth, just a mark on your, that's disgrace that a real friend would tell you about. Now, anybody else would just let you go about your whole day. You could take pictures and everything. Like, flip your collar up if you got a suit on or something. Flip your collar up
what
and had a towel.
Made
good.
You think
that's the
of
friend
this?
Test. Because one day I went to an event and I'm taking pictures and everything. And I'm like, you know, I always try to get to the bathroom as soon as I get to an event.
Why?
And because I want to make sure I'm all good because I end up taking a lot of photos.
So why can't you just check and double check everything in the car, in the mirror? Because
I'm not a prima donna. I'm just, you know, I want to kind of get it in.
But the visor
know.
In the car, you can flip it up, got that light like you're doing a little photo shoot. Like,
okay,
I'll
keep that in mind
you
for next time.
You need to be in the car like, yeah.
No, I definitely do not.
I guarantee you,
like,
our
yes.
listeners, before you step out of your car to go to work or go into the, you know, the restaurant, you flip that visor up and that light come on, especially if it's dark in the car and dark outside, flip it up, you'll be like, yes.
Well, I'm definitely not doing it for that reason. So what I'm saying is simply, this is the friend test. I did that one day. I went to an event. I went in the bath. I took pictures and everything, like preliminary stuff, red carpet. Then I went to the bathroom. My collar was flipped. I was like, nobody ain't going to say nothing? Like, you just going to let me take all these pictures and not tell me my collar flipped? I came out and was like.
Did you feel betrayed?
I kind of did. I didn't have any real friends there, though. Mm-hmm. But I came out and was like. Like, dude, like, dog, you couldn't say nothing. You a fan. You
they
said you was a Browns fan.
What they going to
I'm like, you said you was a Browns fan.
Another man coming in, like, flipping
nah,
your collar. And, like,
I would say
you
something.
Two hands
you know
there.
What? I make it a point to say stuff to people who, you know, who their outfit is not what they intended. And it's obvious.
Ooh,
like,
you
hey,
mad?
Put your collar down. Put your collar down. You got
you was mad,
dude.
Josh.
Yeah, I was mad. It's like a dude having his zipper open and showing their boxer briefs
ew.
When they got a suit on or some clothes.
That could actually be interesting.
Oh, my God. Stop
ain't nobody
it.
Nobody
going
to tell you to
stop
get that up, baby.
Stop
we going to get
it.
Our looks, honey. What color you wearing?
Come ooh, on, you ain't wearing them. Ooh. You taking it too far. But
oh,
that's
okay.
the friend test.
That
so,
should not be the friend
look,
test. I think
you can
you
put,
upset because
you can put lipstick on your lips and see who's your real friend. And then go around like, yeah, talking to everybody. And notice
I'm guilty
you gonna be
that
mad.
I will tell someone. You
look,
don't have to
be
my
be
friend.
Mad as
but
I
no,
don't
you
know
can't
what.
Test it whether somebody's your friend or not because I'm going to tell anybody that. Like, if you got
but
a
you
wedgie.
But you
got
to be real.
If you got
if you a real
your
friend.
Face,
I feel like if you a real friend, listeners.
If your eyelash is hanging and falling off.
If you a real friend, listeners out there. And you telling me that you won't say nothing if your friend has, you know, something in, like something stuck in their teeth, like some spinach in the corner of their teeth, and they keep smiling real big. You're not going to say nothing.
I can see the spinach.
Come
but
on.
Josh, you had, you're, I think.
Or lipstick.
What
or
I'm
your
hearing,
collar flipped up
hearing,
for a guy.
I'm hearing your inner voice, and your inner voice is saying, I'm pissed off because I took about 1,000 pictures that night and my collar is flipped in every one of them.
I just was a little upset. That's what all I'm saying.
But they could have just thought it was a fashion statement. Like, oh, Cribs doing something different tonight. He got the really? Collar all the way to the ears. All the way to the ears.
All the way to my ears.
They probably
though?
Thought she was hiding the BBs in the back of your neck. Just took that joint up, covered her whole neck.
Not at all.
No, okay.
Oh, man. That's I just don't think you can. You don't think a real friend would say something?
I think anybody in their right mind would say something, because if you walking around with something in your teeth,
that's not the case.
Or a booger in your face, your nose is peeling. Look, so you got a bunch of snot around your nose. I'm going to tell you, like, and I'm not your friend, so I mean, I wouldn't want nobody thinking, oh, she told me I had lipstick on my teeth. She's my friend.
So
no,
if you see a complete stranger, you gonna say that to somebody?
Yes, because I do. You know that I do. Now.
But no, I do that only because that's the worst thing.
Gosh, you had a friend.
The reason why I'm saying it's a friend test is because your real friend should do it. They should just do it automatically. It should be a no-brainer. Like, hey, dog, check it, your zipper. You know.
But some friends, you know, some people around you, they not your friends. They probably want to
see
you.
But that's what I'm
crazy.
Saying. And then you will find out. And then you can give them the shark eye.
So let
that
me find.
That side eye. That's the shark eye.
Let somebody flip your collar. And then you up here exchanging numbers with them like, oh, they meant to be your friend. Is that what you're saying?
What?
That's what I took.
You are.
That's what I took from the conversation.
Much?
If someone would have told you that night, fans, are you listening? If you would have been at that autograph signing or whatever that function was, and you would have saw Josh Chris with his collar flipped
no
up,
autograph
and you
signing.
Would have told him, y'all would have been friends. He'd have been trying to follow you on Instagram,
definitely
and Twitter,
not.
And getting your business
I would
card
have just
and,
gave you the what's up, like thank you, appreciate that, much respect, and you know, gave you more conversation.
But it seems like
would
you hold
this with you a little longer
at high value.
I mean, I just thought it was wrong. If you're, you know, the reason why, again, why I said it's a friend test, because your friends should say something.
Oh, okay.
At least your friends. You
well,
know,
if I'm
I,
mad
I,
at
I,
you. I'm
I would say
booger in your nose,
regular people. I don't even care. Like, you know, regular people, I'm like, all right, I don't. Nobody out here, you know, knows me from Adam and Eve. But if I go around a bunch of my friends and I got this on or that messed up, and I go in the bathroom and it's messed up and I'm looking at her, I'd be like mad as I don't know what.
I just want
like,
to tell
come
you,
on.
Josh, if I see the toilet seat not put down and we heading out the house and you got a booger in your nose, I ain't saying a dang on
that. That's the revenge test
like,
right there. Like, that's
he
revenge.
He looking cute. Should have put that toilet
that's
seat
revenge,
down.
That's revenge, man. That's so much revenge. Look,
but that's the kind of woman that I am.
Oh, man.
You gotta treat me right.
So
I'll
look,
tell you.
So look, I got
that
one
booger,
more thing.
You're gonna just hang. You're gonna be dangling all night long till you go to the bathroom or till you flip that visor and be like, hey, yes.
Man, get out. I got one more for you.
What?
All right. It's called the unwanted gift. And you should know about this. Yeah,
no, you should know about it because you're the king of getting somebody something they don't like. Go ahead.
So listen.
Because Mother's Day is approaching.
Right.
In a few days.
Right.
And I'm not expecting to be I'm expecting to be let down.
Right. the letdown. So the letdown. Do you think that is appropriate for, you know, someone to receive a gift, not like it, and then tell that person right away, like, what? I don't like, come on, you couldn't do better than this? Like, are we not friends? You don't
Absolutely.
Know me.
Absolutely.
I'm disappointed.
Absolutely.
Okay. And not just
are you
that.
Asking me?
Well, not I'm not
well,
asking
I
no,
am
listen,
the only one
it's
in
rhetorical.
The room.
It's rhetorical. It's rhetorical.
Okay.
Cuz then I want to take it a step further. What about your children? Uh-oh.
So let's
if your
let's
children
just take
give
it one
you something you don't like. And,
so you're asking the listeners. We're asking the listeners.
Okay, one step
if
at a time.
If you receive a gift that you don't necessarily need or like,
right.
Do you keep it and not say anything?
Or
do you be like, "Let me highlight you, player."
Right, let me holler at you on the side right here. Like,
come
look,
here,
Negro, I do not need no slippers. I don't need no socks.
A vacuum.
No ties.
Really?
Like, I got 1,000 ties.
Oh,
you gonna buy
me
a tie?
A business card holder. Oh, I got a Sonicare toothbrush. Really neat. What are you trying to say? My breath stink? I just feel, Josh.
Oh, you gave me a toaster.
Because I'm sure the listeners are going to chime in on our social medias and let us know what they think about this topic.
I've been living at home for 10 years. You got me a toaster.
Oh, yay. I don't eat toast. I haven't ate bread in 6 years. I've been doing no carb diet. So, yeah.
Oh, you got me a calculator. Everybody has iPhones and we don't.
Well, I'm glad that you brought this topic up, Josh, because you are the king of getting someone horrible gifts.
Well, I'm saying it. Because I believe that truly, even if it's a bad gift, it's the thought that counts. That meant somebody thought of you when you weren't around.
No.
They thought enough to put time in to go out and get
Don't
you something.
Waste
oh my gosh,
time
you gonna sing it again?
Buying it. Yeah. don't nobody want.
Look, no, I think compassion is the word. I get insulted. Like,
if it's my
compassion
husband.
Compassion is the word.
Okay, since we're married. So if it's my husband getting me something that I don't need, don't like, don't want, didn't even hint around and saying I want it, I'm going to be ticked off. I'm going to be insulted. And I'm going to play that. I'm going to play that.
You're the toughest person to buy gifts for.
He really don't know me.
But it's the, I think it's the thought that matters.
Oh, where's the divorce attorney? Lord Jesus, he don't know me. It's been 15 years, man. And he still give me stuff I don't like. That's annoying, Josh. And I know over the years it has hurt his feelings. I mean, you can just keep it. No, because you don't spend a lot of money on this and it's going to sit there and collect dust. But would you, it's not about compassion.
I think the level of compassion that you show is just,
but no,
ridiculous.
It's
sometimes
about knowing the person that you with. Like, men, if you out there, or women, if you got a gift to buy for someone, you could easily, you know, look at their shopping carts online and their internet browser history.
So I gotta,
to see what
I
they
gotta be a detective.
Put in the shopping cart, but they didn't quite check out yet. Or you could just look at some of the, like, their, maybe their sunglasses, the fragrances that
those
they
are
wear.
Some good tips.
See, you know, look at their bras and their panties and see if they need, you know, new stuff from Victoria's Secret. That's
so,
what you need to do when you're dating someone. Put the time in to find out what they're into, and then you won't be buying them things that they have no need or no want for.
So,
I get
in other words, you have to become a private and a detective and snoop through their things while they're not around. Because if you do while they're around, they're gonna be like, "Man, what the heck you in my panty drawer for?"
But you're snooping because
what you in my shoe? What?
You're taking the time to find out what they're into and what they could possibly be wanting. That's all.
I mean, but you're gonna give yourself away. You either gonna be looking stupid, sneaking in some panty drawers. I mean, through the panty drawer, or you gonna look, or you gonna give yourself away. So it's like, if you allow somebody to put time in to take time out of their busy schedule to think of you to put thought into it, at least give them, you know,
I see the vein popping out your neck. I know you mad. You got to do better doing gifts. You every year you like,
oh,
I can't believe you don't like
goodness.
My gifts. Oh my God. No, because you didn't even take the time to try to find out what I'm into and what I'm, I mean, it's
so that's
easy.
The gift. So
you can go and like look
so
and
we
see
have
what they
a,
liking on Instagram, what they done
right.
Like some shoes or some
right.
Lipstick a girl
gotta,
had
so
on.
So basically, you got to troll your wife, or you troll your spouse, or your significant other on Instagram, social media.
I'm
troll,
not saying troll.
Troll
like
what they
word,
like.
Troll.
Look at their look through their panty drawers. Look and see what they just bought. They recently bought. Go look at their internet browsing history. What else? Search around. Notice what they're looking at in their malls
if you spend
when they go
X
to the
amount,
mall.
Okay, maybe,
I mean, dang, just
but
the
maybe
process
it's a
alone
limit.
Sounds
maybe if
tiring.
It's, okay, if the gift is under $25, I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. I'm going to keep it. Josh, you know me. You know I like lottery tickets. I like perfume, and I like gym clothes and shoes
right. That's
and
why
makeup.
That's why for your birthday, I just gave you fries.
Why the hell?
I gave you flowers with a bunch of lottery tickets stuffed in
and
them.
And you did good that year.
Right.
We've been married 15 years. You were messing up for the last 14.
God dang it.
Remember that
stab
year?
Me.
Hold on.
Somebody
I don't know. I think you had a game.
Put me out of my misery, somebody.
He had a game in like San Diego or something.
Man,
okay?
Out there, I need some help. Man.
San Diego.
I need some help.
He's
man.
Like, babe, I got you something. He come home.
Yeah.
Oh, he got me something. I should have known
up
because
old time.
The big
old,
letdown.
Though.
I should have known. He the king of this, okay? Man, he pulled out this white rabbit fur looking vest.
It was, you know.
It wasn't no fox. That thing
was
shed. It basically shed from the car into the house.
Well,
I'm up here taking
me,
a little suction
was
to the vacuum cleaner, getting out all the lint, everything that it done dropped around the house. So I put it on.
They said
like,
it was unique, man, when I paid
dude,
for it.
Yeah, they probably did tell
cost
you. They told
money,
you what
man.
You want to hear.
I thought
you're
I was
right.
Doing good, man.
And you thought wrong.
I thought of you when I was out of town.
What I thought in my head was like, he want me to look like Roger Rabbit. Peter Rabbit, somebody's rabbit. Because you
Peter
put it on
rabbit.
And then it had
but
like a little furry
rabbit.
Butt, like the butt just gathered, like I had a rabbit's
well,
butt. It
because
was
you get good luck.
Worst.
That was good luck.
The
man.
Worst.
Rabbit's foot.
The worst. And it was that moment right there that I knew.
What did you know?
We wasn't gonna last long.
Oh man,
I don't know why he's still here in my house. Why
so,
here?
So men, do your research before
yeah,
you
do
buy
your research.
Gifts.
Cause I'm
but
trying to
I
help
them. I feel
like
women.
Women
give them,
too. Women.
Look, when it comes time
we're
to
observant.
Give gifts, you know, help them out a little bit. Give them hints, you know, test them out a little bit to try to, you know.
Don't try to wrap this podcast
right
up. I'm still talking.
I'm about to get mad.
Why do you get so mad when, oh, you mad because I'm sorry, man. Why do you get so mad when I take the gift and go return it or get an exchange or get my money back.
I feel disrespected because the people be like, man, like he just bought all this for you and you gonna turn it, you gonna take it back?
And I be looking at them like, and?
I be feeling depleted. I feel like defeated and depleted. Well, why
do you want me to go get something that I can use and that I want? Like, if I brought you something that you didn't like, I don't need you faking like you like it. You don't have to tell me, oh, this is horrible, what are you doing? But you could just take it and return it. I probably won't even realize, but I'm not going to get offended. I would want you to get something that you're going to use and that you need or that you want. So therefore, my money won't be wasted because it's sitting there on the dresser just collecting dust. And you got something that you like. You used to get real offended, highly offended when I didn't like your gifts.
I still am.
And I used to get highly offended upon opening them.
I put a lot of thought into it, you know? Well, you know
what?
This
box at Kmart.
I know what I do now. You know, I just can't buy gifts. I just say, hey, you want something?
And that's not what I'm saying.
Put it in your internet. Put it in your internet browser, and then I come like Santa Claus.
Yeah, show me
and pay
that you. Yeah, show me that you want to get me something that I like. And nobody's saying I can't buy gifts. No, you can. Just buy the right gifts. Shoot.
So,
and them raggedy kids of ours too. They better not come here.
Our raggedy kids though.
Yeah, they got money. They got money. I'm up here buying fidget spinners and things. They got money. They better not. I don't want no handmade card. You ain't two. No. I don't want the little ceramic thing with your handprint in it. I already got one of those. So
our daughter
drew Picasso.
Look, she drew a picture for her birthday or Christmas. I forgot what it is, but I love when the kids make me artwork. You know, sit down, take time, draw daddy a nice picture or painter or something. And give it to me.
No,
I do it so I put it on the refrigerator. And Kamora, I got our daughter some painting canvas, art stuff, and she paints little stuff. And I put it over my bed and or my end table. And I make her do it every year so she'll know how important it and what it means to me. But she does try to some years to do the same thing for her mother.
Don't work.
And her mom like and Maria like, don't be giving me no painting. Mm-hmm. Don't draw me no stick figures.
I don't want that.
You better look at the internet browser.
You're gonna get on
and
punishment.
I think that's totally wrong.
Why do you think that's wrong?
Because I think it's just wrong.
Drawing all those cards, you're getting off easy.
So many levels. So
okay,
you know.
how about the next time she asks me for stuff for her birthday?
I'm gonna give her a stick figure painting.
Yes, baby. Here you go, man. You don't need those new Nike Freeze 2.0s you want?
Right.
No, baby.
Here's a drawing, and here's my handprint.
So if something never happens.
Here's my macaroni handprint.
Right. You always got a high five for mommy.
Look, we gave you several handprints.
Yeah.
There are high fives.
Yeah, I bet you that won't work.
Down low.
Right.
Too slow.
But they can keep doing that for you, but I don't know.
You know what? It's a thought that counts. It's a thought that counts for me. I love it when, you know, they put their mind, their thought, and, you know, heart into it.
Well,
and
it ain't the thought that counts for me.
Well, because it's easy to just go. Sometimes it's easy to go to the store and purchase something. But when you take time to make something.
Oh, it's so easy.
At that level.
It's so easy.
Because you know why?
Is it so easy to purchase something that somebody actually wants?
But see,
because you ain't been doing it for years. Huh?
The kids come to me. I got to purchase it. I'm like, man, get on the drawing. Draw me something. Save me some money.
I'm saying you saying how it's so easy to go in there and buy something. I can see you handing out gift cards. That's no thought put into a gift card.
Okay.
So if fathers, if you're listening out there for Mother's Day, you might not want to do the gift card thing. Some people actually want to see that you went through and you
go through their panty drawers,
through the shelves and through the clothing racks,
internet
out
browsers.
And don't be offended if a woman or your significant other returns anything.
Yes, be offended.
It's not that serious.
Be offended because
no.
You took time to do it. Look, guys, just comment. Let us know what you think about what we're saying.
Hold on, baby. I'm trying to save them.
And go from there. We'll rehash this and bring back. You keep trying to say you trying
to
save. Who are you trying to save? Everybody, every woman out there is not
like
that. Hopefully, there's still some women out there who think the thought that counts.
Go on Safari or go on Google Chrome and just go through the history.
You said go on Google. What's Google?
Google
Chrome.
Google Chrome, and you can see
and the screen go across the screen.
All their little ads pop up and you can see what they've been looking at and you can just go and purchase it and they will be happy on Mother's Day.
I don't think they'll be happy.
You don't think so?
No.
Whatever. All right. Well, whatever.
No.
You just keep disappointing people. I guess everybody won't get let down on, you know, the special days of the year. So
hopefully it's still some
According
women
to Mr.
out there
Cribs.
Who think that the thought counts. Hopefully there's women out there that
Well, whatever
that.
You decide to buy for your mothers, your grandmothers, your aunties, or any family member that you look at as a mother figure, we just hope that you bless them and that it's something that they like. Anything else you want to say, babe?
That's all.
Thank you guys for listening. You can follow us on social media. I'm Mrs. Maria Cribb 16 on Facebook, Twitter, and IG. Josh, where can we find
you at? Josh Cribb 16, IG, Instagram. Holler at us.
Make sure you comment and let us know what you thought about today's episode. We love you all for listening, and we'll catch you next time.